Testing, testing. Okay, this is the third tape, and it's still November 17th, and we're talking with Chief Andrew Isaac, and he was just telling the story about old Chief Adam and how he didn't have teeth, and these young boys, what they did when they caught meat for him.
So, old man got the two sons. His name Tsai Netse. He got two boys. The two boys in the real work hard in dry meat. And they had the dry meat mixed with the tallow. Moose tallow, caribou tallow. Make that meat real good. Soft to eat. I hear this story. I wonder how did the grandfather's people can eat. Today, here, I'm sitting here 85. Hard for me to bite, eat meat. I really got a bad time for the eat meat. Feet, the fish, all right, but meat, I really got a bad time. I use pressure bucket to cook. That's the only way I eat meat now. Outside of that, I even eat, I think I lose the weight, I get in the weaker. I think this one I'm going to trap it. I don't think I'll make it. But Lord will, I will, for sure. So this story, I put it in. Say netle usie in yeti, art, the freedom. Through the years, they stay in the Lake Mansfield with them. Sometimes they move him in to Camp Lake, way up Raven Nest, Tatsato. Went up to Mosquito Fork, say, Teague. Say Ketla at a Joseph village, host of that old man hunting place. Real good country, but for fish, for ducks, we moved down to Tarana River. They are old village long time before us. Our great grandfather, forefathers, people built a village. George Creek, Sam Creek, Billy Creek, all the way up to Lake Mansfield. They still got their trail through there. I thought my idea is someday I want to take young student people, growing people, to take up to that trail, blazed it, opened up, people can use. I don't think no person lose through that trail. In my young time, I went through to start with a trail, real foot trail, but real good trail. All the way back from Fairbank to Tenacross, all the way up Northway. So this is a story that I talk today. Thai big chief Tairin Set. He's the big chief in Terran Alaska for his native people. People really believe him, living under him. They like that old man. He's a pretty rough old man, but before he died, he tell his people, the way that I used to do, don't follow me. My daddy tell me, my uncle, just soon they say that word. I think for that word, I think God forgive them. That's what I think. My daddy tell me. Old man started cry. All you my children, grandchildren, my people, don't follow me, what I used to do, bad. That's all dirty, no good. You guys, they join together, stay together, and live together, and friend together, and kindly each other. Don't matter other village, don't matter where. Other village person, not just as good as you. Just because strange, he looks shame, bashful, but he get used to. They're gonna be you people too, to remember this, at old man before he died. They say that. And after they died, in Lake Mansfield. Lake Mansfield, more important village in Terry, Alaska. Why? I know I was a growing boy at Little Mansfield. All kind people visit the old chief, the speech for, to take care of them. I think important thing, take care of. After one main word for our chief people, take care of. Don't matter other person, take care of them on their way to other village. Take the couple of men to go along with. So make sure that man make that village. That's what they used to do that. So I never see no individual person can't go along across the country. But some people does. Grandpa Big John Tetland, they always come along 10 o'clock, walk. Sometimes come down with canoe and go back with canoe. We got lots of important man. That important man talk, speech. Man put right kind of speech, that the person. We got a lot of it, that kind of people. Even that kind of people there from other village, they start a speech. With the young generation, we got to listen. A grown person from other village coming in, gonna tell our story. We're glad to have that. We're really glad they hear some other village people come in and speak. Sometimes special speech they bring it out. Sometimes something we don't know, they tell us in their way in other village what they do. I remember 1916, Chief Jowers from Salcher walked across the country. Him and one man, Titus, John, they walked from Salcher, go up to Lake Mansfield for the meeting. At first time I met meeting. First time I hear white man meeting. You building the line up this way. Chief Jarvis, they posted their survey in Lake Mansfield and very few people they move in that area already. So they outside that village all around the bench and on little hill. That first time I hear Chief Jarvis talk story about the building lined up straight. Ever since then, my uncle Chief Walter Isaac, every once in a while they speak at 10 o'clock. The village king. For most important thing, the Indian to help each other for the log, the pack log, the pull log, put raft in the river, and take care of the land when the land is kind heavy to haul it in the river. So all that my uncle's given talk, watch. So people by hand, old tentacles, they build all house. They give a hand each other, whip so by hand, and Ulisha and John Moses, all these two men, whip so all lama in the village, and that's how they get the lama. So, old time Indian people, white men, how they work, they go there to see them, how they handle them, so how they sharpen, they just tell him what to do. And after the white man left, no white man did want to saw the log, then we could try charcoal and make mark where they can sew. We used to saw lumber, lots of it. I help people to saw lumber in kitchen stock, Silas Solomon, Jimmy Bob, and Ulu Sam, old David Tika. We get just little pay, that's all we get. No money to pay. All people help, they help. Sometimes cousin people they help to get. But most important people they help each other last. Tentacles, I think 24 or 25 in in November.
November 18th, 1983, speaking to Andrew Isaac at his home in Dot Lake.
They built our house.
You got water from the lake that time?
It's a good water. We digged along the shovel. We digged ground deep. And all we do, dip water. I leave it in old cabin. I leave it up there. Army cabin. Fritz Wunkel. They built two camp. They win all 49 cabin. We help him to bring down, and they just give us them cabin, like they give us $40. Me and Peter Charles, we buy. And ever since we moved in, and I got this BIE bill, my building, then I'm all right. My payment law on building payment, my pipe all broke, my septic tank all plucking, I asked. No more to do the thing for me. So I don't know what to do. Probably have to move back to the old cabin. We could pump water there.
We noticed over there in that lake too, there's beaver house over there.
Oh yeah. That beavers. Nobody can't shoot. Abraham look living here, they're snugging in and they sit snare on the lake this time of year. They cross the lake and they snugging in all them spring water. They follow, they shoot up green leaf and take it off and they take home. All the one here. They're going to do that. But all the way up on the swamp, open up. They're swimming everywhere. Muskrat. Uh-huh. But how to get the muskrat? Swamp. You go through, even snowshoes. But that's deep ice and not much water. Some kind of bird that sit down inside. It's warm, I guess.
But people don't trap those beaver then?
No, for souvenir. They tell Jim Morton and council in the village, I'm going to shoot down there. And then sometime all summer they work busy. They come up in the bag, they chewed up bush right on the bed. Even we walk in here and they go down there and they chew the bush and take them down to the lake and they take it away. Even kids, they walk and close to them. They scare them. They think they're going to bite them. And pretty soon the dog loose, dog started along the walk in a bank. And they give it up. And then it never come one up. they coming up the trail, they smell dog, and they'll come back and they stay in the water. We got a little dog here, my boy dog. You always watch him when you sit on the bank and watch him all day. Even ducks, springtime ducks, land on the lake, nobody should.
Why is that?
Just sound like sportsman idea. They land here, someone want to get pictures, they get the pictures. And they lay their eggs all around the lake, even geese, bunch of geese. One island, right there across the lake. Geese, bunch of geese land. He lay eggs. And the time, geese coming out, bunch of geese sitting down in the island. They all coming out, they go down the lake, they go down, they swim in and across the country, get down to China in August time. All the ducks, we never shoot ducks. I got three shotguns, four. Season time, only time my boy shoot once in a while. I kill a few ducks. So they. I used the pressure bucket. Like my ducks, mix off. That's the only way I eat. Never eat. Not like before. Lost all my teeth. No toothache. Just rusty chew. Broke off. I go in Fairbank, take off the roots. Never have toothache. Just also like shave them off. And no more, I didn't have no toothache. My teeth to use, not one tooth. They make frame. Them, something that they make the teeth with, that make it. And to put part of my teeth between top one. They build too high. This is not like my teeth. And I can't use much. Or I do anything. This one, I filed around my and I put it in. And I use, but I don't want something out of me. Some reason they bother me in my hands, some little hot food falling. I eat, I gotta take it out to wash and put it back in.
How far away do people have to go to get their ducks if they're going to shoot ducks? They have to go a long ways?
Got to go a long ways. You got to go boat. You go with the boat, pretty near about 8 miles. Get in Sam Lake. A lot of old village. Right? At inside township, We don't let nobody to shoot ducks inside.
What would happen if
one guy is snaking in, do anything, we don't want to buy land inside. Just last summer they put their debt. Carl Charles here, next house. Man got money fever. Every time they get it, get it. Here we are, we with the cooperation here in. You want to do a lot of cricket. He got no Indian in his head. Money. He know how to handle money, but us, we don't. We don't want nobody meddle to our township. And we don't want to sell our share. I'll try to find out way to keep it, land. I've been thinking about whole entire Alaska. Half my Indian doing it. That's true. What's the idea to sell land and just empty it ourselves? And after that, that money we spend off, then what? What we gonna live by? What we gonna, our children gonna eat? Down part of the Yukon River, I was down yesterday in the hospital. Two, three guys coming up. Talk loud, what you gonna say about this land? Doe Young, he want to sell the land. You think that's a good idea? I say, no. Right to start with, I say, no. Us Indian, we know the money. We don't know the bank, but we save in our home. Before white men. Always money don't last long. Land forever. Your children, their children, they're going to leave it on. Government people, they tell me, you're going to lose later on. I tell them that's crazy. What's the idea that the people living on that land, use on that land, you go it away, make them to starve. I get the pension up and down. Up and we're down to dollar. I keep that dollar 6 years. I still got one here someplace in my paper for souvenir. I never fight for it. Us Indian, we live in Alaska. We don't know pension. We never hear about it. Government bring it in to give us. Social Security is that one money and they have argument, never have cut down, never call too much money, never tell me no story, just send it to me. I thought this money gonna be like that, but pension, too much up and down. I tell them, if you don't want to spare it, keep it. I stay hard time. Us Indians in Alaska, we never beat each other. Us Indians in Alaska, we share together, give a thing together. They want shell, right now it's shell. They want shell, they give shell. To start with, I don't want tick license. I want to leave with other license. Like all this dumb Indian, half-breed education, young people. Before I go to court, they grab it. License. 3 times I've been in court to have no license. Indian got permit. I tell them, They're gonna try you guys, see if you handle that little piece of paper. Leave it alone. A long time, maybe 3 years. Never bust. Ted the law, living in Marshall for 20 years. In the Fairbank right now, their retirement. Indian in Alaska, forever, more than 1,000 years Indian living by animal. Right now, population getting too big. Too many hunting. 1 man dollars, they got 5 big boys. They buy license for him, they take him out. 1 family. Each guy got moose. Something I misunderstand. Jim Wharton tell us to kill 1 moose. That much boys I got. They hunt. Always bad luck. So I don't know what way to change. You want me into the Jim Wharton meeting in down Fairbank? To take me up Juneau, most of the place they want me. All time. Any kind of meeting they're gonna have. They want me down there. But I can't write in the airplane no more. Just depend on my throat. Dried off right away. So I'm pretty bad shape to drive around. 3-4 times they tell me they want to be in Washington. I've been down there 2 times. I make pretty good time then. Just only time I got down in Washington for local high, for native in Alaska to get high. Two or three guys kick off out of unions in Fairbank. I went back down to Fairbank, going union. All them pipeline Big Shot, a good friend of mine. I got down there in going one office. What make you to come in here? I got three boys and up to Tanakos. Tell me you guys lay them off. You know, and we know. When you work for the union, what you do? Stay at work till I get laid off. Me and one old man live here with me, too. Two men, I get job in April. I get call from way out of state. They talk to me. That day, you go out, cut the timber. Just any way you cut. Survey crew gonna be there. Not the people gonna survey. Been working for union 12 years. That's how I got to retirement. First time we make all kinds of money we don't get. We got no tax. I was started working. We work a few months, beginning the tax coming out from us. Right then, the secretary in the office, how much money we make, they give us. And just soon we quit, sometime in March, we go back, them old people in living in the highway. They help us, filled out the form. We get our money back. Working 11 years in the highway. Isaac, you getting old. You got good chance to get retirement and get pension. We turn around and we government give you Social Security. Well, something, I don't know. I might make a mistake. No. You take them and you get it all the time. Unless government want to use that money some way. That's the only way you lost. But later on, they probably give you back. I don't know. So, green construction, they're leaving the Fribeck, at the people's sign. They sign contract for me. After 5 years, 2 years, 3 years, every two times. Sometimes I go in Fribeck. They don't believe my age. Us Indian, we trim in our kids with a superstitious life. Some old man, more than 100 years old, still working here, I get slowed down. Somehow, young generation, they're lost. They make her age. They don't know what time they're born and I just laugh, you say, 107, 106 years old. You're not too old in mourning Walter. No, he's a young man, Walter is old. Just about 2 years, maybe a year ahead of me. And what you guys gonna do? White man know he's eight. He tells us 6 years old. He was born, that white man, he stand alongside and see them. They born. No. He was a prospect and he was across the country. Well, don't goof up his time. Get the gray hair, they're trimming. As the Charlie Jean, we got the click man, the 10 o'clock. You guys, sometime you see, it's dark here. He tell us he was born long before Walter Nasri. Oh, it's crazy. The people crazy. He was a little boy, always he could walk with my dad done from Kitna. We cross the country. We get down in Nasri. Was this little boy. I remember, I walk with my dad.
That's that one. Then. You got another question you want to ask?
Yeah, I got after listening to last night's tapes, I wrote down other questions about things, so maybe I could ask some of those. You know, you're talking about that time that you got shot. You told the long story about that,
yeah.
And you were telling us when you were sitting on your daddy's lap, and you were crying, and he was crying, he was holding you, and then you told him you wanted to lay down on the floor,
yeah.
And from there, you told us a month later when you were hunting caribou, but what happened after you were laying on the floor? How did they take care of you? How did you get well?
I walk along the bank. Lake right here, lake right here, creek ahead of us. And we got into the island. And mallard ducks, gee, my try. Mallard ducks, they fly out, they fly from front of us, fly over us. We try to shoot and he go by. And we let it go, we started going. And he flew back in. I'm gonna shoot in the air. I don't know this boy. They're ready to shoot too with 22. And I opened my shotgun. They fly, big bunch of willow in front of me. They fly right on the line. So I open, I know I can shoot them. So I point gun and I pull by the time. The boy behind, they pulled the trigger, and I hit. Just knocked me off. I laid on a long time. I wake up, oh, blood so much. And this cord here must be shot. Yeah, a lot of blood. I hit my head. I asked them, go around to the village. Ask any kind of person you see. You tell me you shot me. Accident. Tell them accident. Ne-i-sha. That word means accident. Ne-i-sha. Do need it. You say I accident him. Still alive. He thinks he can come back, but he got dizzy. Any person can come and help me to lift me up whole. No, I can't leave you. I stay with you. You die, I kill myself. I tell stand up. I take all 20 shells, 22 shells they got their pocket, I pick them up, put in my pocket. Let's go. All I empty gun, I give empty gun. If I die, don't kill yourself. That's bad. You're a good ship, you're healthy. I got an idea for you to leave it. One person was going to see my daddy. Unless my daddy's out of mind, he probably might do something. So I'm going to talk with my daddy. We start a walk across the lake. But now what? 10 times I fall down across the lake. Blood, deep blood.